Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marty Marshi Yechiel, Schus Chayuch Hevifegamas Michael Disvasi, Ephraim Ben Rus, Rav Yigal Meir Ben Gloria, Tila Rus Victoria Bas Tila Ravida, Vesach Shachol Yisrael, and Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, and we're basing ourselves in the unbelievable Sefer Elios Moshe. In the Mishnah and Bava Kama and of Mem Hamad Beis, it says as follows: Sho Ashor Kashru Ksharu Bala B'Maseva. If the ox is tied up by the owner, V'Nah B'Fanav Karoi, and then lock the door in front of the animal. And this is b'shmira p'chusa. This is a minimal type of shmira. In other words, it's a door that can stand before a ruach mitzuya. Common wind won't open the door. V'yatza v'hizik. And the door, the shore went out and was mazik. Echod tom v'echod muod chayiv. He's chayv whether it's a tam or a muad, but it's not enough to shmir b'chusa, you need a shmir ma'ula. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, tam chayv, muad potter. A tam you're chayv, because a tam isn't enough to shmir b'chusa, but a muad is enough with a shmir b'chusa, and therefore this minimal type of shmira, and therefore you're chayv, says Rabbi Yehuda, for the tam, and you're not chayv for the muad. Shenamar v'lo yishmenu b'aylov. Says like Abi Shira muad, he didn't guard the animal, but here it's guarded. V'shamu huze. Even shmir p'chus is considered shmira. Rabbi Eliezer oimer ein lo yishmira ela sakin. A muad only has shmira with a knife, meaning to shecht him. It's not even enough to have a shmira ma'ula, and therefore, even if you're Shomer Shmira Ma'ula and he's Matzik, the owner is still Chayiv. Ad kan mitivrei kotcho shel ha-Mishnah. What an amazing thing that we were zochet to learn a Mishnah. Baruch Hashem. As mevuar sham basugya shel Rabbi Yehuda de'islei tam Chayiv amuad poter, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a tam is Chayiv and a muad is poter, he holds the tam mebayle shmira meula. Er halt that a tam requires significant shmira, maximal shmira. That's why you're chayv for the tam for a shmira p'chusa. And a muad, it's enough to have a shmira p'chusa. And he learns from Sukkim, and Azorit Kapaskin to Rambam, in the seventh parak of Niskei Mamon, the first halacha, and a zayat kapaskin to Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Zayin. But we have to understand svaras hadvarim, shema svara hizo lomar detam ve'enoi nakhon. Ech anachon avin et ha-svara, that if an animal is a tam and it's not a nakhon, that we require a shmira ma'ula. That requires an animal that's not a goring animal, requires excessive shmira. And an animal that is a goring animal requires only minimal shmira. How can that be? It's mamish klape lai ipcha mistabra. Fuch ala fuch. It should be that the muad requires extra shmira. And the tam, every time I read this gemara, I'm always like, what is going on over here? How can that be? Ech ze yachol liot? אז זה כבר קריאה קדושה לכל המקשיבים שלומדים גמרא, לא לעבור על זה ברפרוף, באמת להבין את הדברים בעומק. אז קודם כל נקדים, בפרשת השבוע יש לנו פסוקים בעניין הזה, שמות פרק כף א', פסוקים למד ה' למד ו', וכי יקוף שור איש את שור רעהו ומת, ומכרו את השור החי וחצו את כספו וגם את המת יחצון, הוא נודע כי שור נגחו מתמול שלשום ולא ישמרנו בעליו, שלם ישלם שור תחת השור, והמת יהיה לו. So we have if a shore gores another shore, and the other shore dies, you sell the living shore, split its money, and the dead shore will also be split, which means basically that he pays. So Machlokes b'Halacha, understand this is the Gemara. The bottom line is that the Tam pays half of the damages. It's talking about a short Tam. O noda ki shor nagachu mitmol shelshom. Or if you know that if the shor was a shor nageach, if the axe was a goring axe, it's in Lamed Daled. The discussion of this pasuk, of how to darshan this pasuk, is on Badaf Lamed Daled above a kama. O noda ki shor, if it's a shor nageach, meaning if it's a shor that's a goring shor, that it gored three times, and the Bailam don't watch it, don't guard it. So you have to pay a shor, tachas a shor, you have to pay full price. And v'ames yelo, and then the nevela is his. Doesn't say who's his, it's also a discussion. We find when a ox gores a person, v'chigach shor ish o et isha, ומץ הכל יסכל השור, ולא יאכל את בשרו ובעל השור נקי, ואם שור נגח הוא מתמול שלשום, והוא עד בבעליו ולא ישמרנו, והמית איש או אישה, השור יסכל, וגם בעליו יומת. If an ox gores a man or a woman, the person dies, חס שלום, ox is stoned, don't eat the meat, the owner of the ox is free, it's clean, literally. And if it's a goring axe, and the Bailam were warned, he doesn't guard the axe, kills a man or a woman, the axe is stoned, and the owner is also killed. And then afterwards we have the din of kofar, he can redeem himself. As we discussed numerous shiulim recently. V'nei haro'e yir'e v'yavchin, שיש הבדל גדול בין לשונות המקראות לעניין תם ובין הלשון לעניין מועד. שבשור תם אין התייחסות כלל בפסוק לעניין הבעלים. שלא נזכר בפסוק חובת התשלומים שלו. רק נזכר על השור. When we talk about the shore, התם, we don't talk about the bailim. We only talk about the axe. You sell the axe, the living axe, and split the money. It has to pay half damages, but it doesn't talk about the bailim. It only talks about the axe. Whereas when it comes to the muad, the lashon of the pasuk is shalem yishalem. It's talking about the payment, not that the axe is sold and they split the money. But shalem yishalem, in other words, the bailim have to pay. It's referring to the bailim. The bailim's obligation to pay. When the talks about a short tam, it doesn't speak directly about the bailim. It only speaks about what you do to the shore. But in order to extract payment. But when it comes to a muad, talks about the bailim. And also in Yenchova says, Shmir shel bailim, when it comes to short time, it doesn't talk about Shmir of the bailim, only legabe muad. It says, V'lo yishmerenu ba'alav, halo davaru. This is something very significant. V'chein gam le'inyan negichat shor adam. Le'inyan shor tam, lo nizkar klal din, חיוב הבעלים. ועד רבה, נאמר, בעל השור נקי. When it comes to an axe goring a human being, when it comes to a short time, We don't mention at all the din of the chiyuv of the Bailim. Fakert. It says Bala Shor Noki. Only Lagabe the Shor Gufo, it says Sokal Yisokal Ashor. Doesn't talk about the Bailim. On Lagabe Muad, it says Vegam Be'alav Yumat. Lagabe Muad, it talks about the Bailim. And also Lachoy Vashmira. Doesn't say Lagabe Shor Tam Shahim Isadam any Choy Vashmira. Whereas by Ashor Muad, it says Vahuad Be'bala Velo Yishmerenu. He was warned and he didn't guard the animal. Hello, Davarhu. Ze Davar Me'od Mashmauti. אז נראה להסביר בסייעתא דשמיא דשניא הוא חיובה דתם מחיובה דמועד ביסוד גדרו. I'd like to explain that there is a fundamental difference between the chiyuv of the tam and the chiyuv of the muad. That a tam, since he's not a shor nakhon, he's not a goring shor, ein lanu klal. Inyan v'din udvarim im ha-be'alim. We have no business with the Bailim because the shor is not a cheskas nakhon. He doesn't have a choyves shmira. The whole yisoid ha-chiyuv is klapei the shor. In other words, since the shor sof kol sof did a maisa negicha v'hefseid, the shor gored, the shor caused loss, damage. So the Torah was mechadesh on the shor itself, a chiyuv and a shibud, an obligation, vis-a-vis the nizok. The shor is mishtabed, the ox itself, you pay me gufo shel shor, only the value of the ox, it can't be more than that. The shor itself is mishubed to the payment of this hezek of the nizok. V'kol zeh urak betam. Aval b'mu'ad, the shol nagachu, that's when it comes to a tam. But when it comes to a muad, it's a shor nagach. Now the Baal HaBayis is a chiyuv shmira. And this chiyuv shmira is what's mechayiv the Baal HaBayis b'tashlumen b'makoyim shaloi shama. So now it's very meduyak, very exact, very precise for shteitin pasuk. Shebetam lo matzanu klal et yachasut la-be'alim. Like we said before, by Tam we don't refer to the Bailim, we don't refer to his Chovas Shmira. Because he doesn't have a Chovas Shmira, the Chiv is on the shore. And that's why we only find in the Pasuk, Umachu as Hashor Achai, V'chotzu as Kaspo, V'gamis Ames Yechetzu. It's a matter of Chiyuv Hashor Gufo. It's only a Chiyuv on the shore. Rak B'muad, we have in the Pasuk, the Lashon of Lo Yishmenu Bailav. In other words, there's a Chiyuv Shmira on the Bailim. And that causes that if the Bailim didn't guard the animal, Shalim Yishalim, he has to pay. So it's a chiyuv on the Bailim. It's a chiyuv tashlumin, de ramya akiswa de gavra, zemutal, al haktefayim, shel ha-be'alim, al ze shelo shamar. Kach nira barur v'nachon, bebi'ur ha-psukim, v'siyata deshmaya. V'ze yisod ha-din, Shetam mishtalei migufo, that's why the tam pays from the body, and muad min ha'aliyah, from the nechasim, doesn't matter how much the animal cost, you collect from the person, as much damage was done, because the tam, the chiyuv, is the cheftz of the shore, and the mele you only collect from the shore, whatever the shore is worth, if half damages is more than the shore, then you don't have to pay more than that, more than the value of the shore, because the obligation is on the shore, but not on the... The obligation is on the shore and not on the owner. Mashen Ken, when it comes to a mu'ad, when it comes to a shore a mu'ad, there the chayvus hatashlumin is on the Baal HaBayis himself. And that's the Yisod HaDin. And that's the Yisod HaDin of paying from the aliyah. Because he has to pay, it's his obligation, it's the owner's obligation, not the animal's obligation. Now we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. זה מחלוקס נגמורה, עם מסכת בבא קמא, דף למד גימל למד אלף. It says that if a short time is nogeach, the nizik doesn't take the shor amazik. Ela yusham ashor beveiz beit nishamim. They assess the value of the shor, and they give the mazik money for half of the value of the damage, according to the value of the animal. So the animal is assessed; he doesn't get the animal itself. That's Rabbi Yishmael. But Rabbi Akiva holds, no. Huchlat ha-shor. The nizik takes the shor itself. The Gemara says, b'mayko miflagi, what are we arguing about? This is Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Yishmael sava ba'al choyvu. The ba'al shor ha-mazik is a ba'al choyv to the ba'al shor ha-nizik. And he has to give him gelt, not the animal itself. Rabbi Akiva sava, no, shutfin inu. That the nizik and the mazik are shutfin in the animal. The komiflegi b'hai kro, we're arguing about this pasuk, v'chikov shorish es shorayehu meis, u'mochu es es shorachai, v'chotzu es kaspoi. They sell the living ox, and they split the gelt. Rabbi Yishmael sova, Rabbi Yishmael holds Levedina kamazi rachmona. Sheyimkuru et ha-shor ha-chai v'yitnu et mot ha-nezek. In other words, when it says u'machor es ha-shor ha-chai, it's talking about the Beis Din. The Beis Din sells the living axe and they give the money of the damages to the Baal ha-shor ha-meis. But until they do the selling, the shor belongs to the mazik. Rebbe Akiva savar le nizik u'mazik mazik l'urachman. She'achar she'ezik, after the mazik is done, they become shutfin, and therefore they sell it. But in the meantime, they're shutfin in the animal. They both own half of the value of the animal, if that's what damages are. They become shutfin. And what's the chilek with dina? May binayu. Ve'erat ha-gmara, hikdisho nizak ika binayu. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's not chal. The hekdesh isn't chal if the nizak was makdish. Because the shor ha-chai is not his until ha-amod be-based him. Based and gives him the shore, it's one thing. But in the meantime, it ain't his. They're just going to be a monetary obligation. And Rabbi Akiva holds that the shor is holy because miyad la'achar ha-nezek him shutafim, and the shutaf could be makdish his chelek. The partner can give his chelek to the Beis HaMikdash. Ad kan mitivrei ha-gemara. Hainu, the maisa hezek of the shor causes the shor ha-mazik to automatically be tashlum hefsedo shel hanizik. It automatically yuchlat hashor, right away they become partners in it. Why would it happen? Because there's no din v'dvarim with the bailim. It's automatic, because again we're saying that when it comes to a muad, the obligation is on the onus, is on the owner, that he didn't do shmira and it's his obligation to pay. By shor atam, it's a din on the shor. So memela, after he does the damage, it's going to be yuchlat hashor. Admittedly, they're partners. And so it would appear, b'shor shenagach adam. That's the gedil. A shor atam, we have no inyan with the bailim. if he's not a nakhen, אין לנו תביעה כלפי בעלם על שלא שמרו. רק על השור גופו שנגח והמית הוא שנתחדש חיוב מיתה. And that's what it says in the pasuk, Sokol Yisokol Ashor, Vilu Baal Ashor Noki. ורק במועד ושור נוגח מתמור של שום הוא שנשחד יש חויב השמירה. וזה שנאמר בפסוק, שוויל וישנו במועד חובת שמירה, וכאן הוא עד בבעליו, ולא ישמרנו, היא הגורמת כי השור יסכל, וגם בעליו יומת. היינו יסוד חיובה דקופר על הבעלים, על זה שלא שמר את שרום להזיק. In other words, short term, we have nothing to do with the Bailam. If he's not a Nakhin, we have no Tviya on the Bailam, we have no demands, we have no requirements, we have no Tainas in the Bailam. Only on the shore is a Chiyuv Misa. That's by a Tam. Sokol Yisokol Ashor, Baal Ashor Noki. That's what the Pasuk says, that the Baal Ashor is clean. By Muad, we also have a Tain on the Bailam. He didn't do a proper Shmira. Huad Rebailam V'lo Yishmarenu, the Pasuk says. We told him that we warned him and he didn't guard the animal. And that causes that Hashor Yisok of a Gambe Alav Yumas. The owner is also killed because it's his obligation. And then if he wants to get out of the Misa V'dei Shemayim, he pays Kofil. Chashav Nira, Shezeo Yisod Dino Shel Rabbi Yehuda, Shetam Tzarich Shmira Me'ula. What do we say before? Tam requires Shmira Me'ula. Amuad, it's enough to have Shmira Pchusa. We said, what's the svara? That if it's a non-goring animal, you need more of a shmira, a goring animal less of a shmira. So based on what we said, it would appear that shmira prusa means regular shmira. Like it says in the Gemara, he locked the door in front of the animal. Because Chazal had a Kabbalah that lo yishmerenu means he didn't guard it in the regular way. Shebekach, if he guards it in the regular way, he fulfills his obligation of guarding. And that's why Amuad is enough for the Shmir Pchusa. Because by Amuad, the Iker Chiyuv is on the Bailam. And if the Bailam didn't watch properly, then they have to pay the price. So if he did watch properly, he doesn't have to pay the price. That's all by a muad. The Yeker Chiyuv is because of the Chovah Shmir of the Bailam. So their Shmir Pchus is enough because that's called Shmira. But by Tam, we have no union with the Bailam, just with the shore. So who cares if the Bailam guarded properly and they were Yotzei Yedei Chovasa? The Yeker Nidon is klapei the shore itself. That's the issue. So a shore did this Maisa, that's Machayev him. So even if the Bailam was Shomer, Shmira Pchusa, it's a din in Tam that he's chayav yuchal at Ashor. Because sof the shore was mazik. So what do we care about the Bailam? So the Bailam did a proper shmirah. Mazik batlan. It's a din on the shore. Since it's a din on the shore, he has to pay. So that's the difference why Muad, shmir pchus is enough because he did a shmir yotzei dei chovasa. By a Tam, being yotzei dei chovasa was enough because it's not a chov in the Bailam. It's between the shore. The shore is obligated. And Mimela, he has to pay, even if he did a Shmir Pchusa. And that Shmir Ma'ula patters by a Tam would be Pashut. But since we've seen the Pasuk Lo Yishmerenu was talking about Shmir Pchusa, Shmir Pchusa is regular Shmir. So according to this, the whole parasha of Negicha is talking about Shmir Pchusa. The Pasuk isn't talking about Shmir Ma'ula. So, if he did Shmira Me'ula, the Torah is not talking about it because it's Pashat Oynes. It's Oynes. And since it's Oynes, he's Pater. How can you take any payment? So when it comes to Shmir Pchusa, so it's a din in the shore. So he did proper Shmir, but who cares? The Torah says that he has to pay. Because it's a din in the shore. The shore did damage, the owner has to pay. From what? But the shore, it's a din in the shore. It's not a din in the owner. So even if the owner did Shmir, it doesn't matter to us because the din is on the shore, that the payment is extracted from the shore. It has nothing to do with the Bailam. We have no din v'dvarim with the Bailam. The Bailam only become a factor when it comes to the Mu'ad, not when it comes to that to the Tam. So merely if Shmira was done, it doesn't matter. There's still an obligation of payment. Hashem came when it comes to Shmira Ma'ula, by a Tam there's going to be no obligation of payment because that's b'chalam what the Torah was talking about. The Torah was only talking about Shmira Pusa, it wasn't talking about Shmira Ma'ula. Shmira Ma'ula, there's no payment because that's Mamshi case of onus. Based on what we said, there's a lot to talk about in numerous sugyas. In the Gemara in Bava Kama, and Daf Mem Amud Aleph, it says, Tanu Rabbanan, Apotropusim Mishalmim in Aliyah. That the Apotropusim of the Yesomim, if the animal does damage, so the guardians of the orphans pay men Aliyah from their choice property. Ve'ein Mishalmim Kofer. And they don't pay Kofer if the animal killed. So we have to understand, what's this Tseiruf between the fact that they're Mishalmim in Aliyah and Ein Mishalmim Kofer? What do they put together for? What's the Shirach? Between Mishalman min Aliyah and Mishalman Kofer. Based on what we said, we can explain that the Havamina was that just like Apotropism don't pay Kofer. Since the Yisayim don't need Kapara, they're Lav Mene Kapara, the Gemara says. No Kapara is required for these Yisayim. So you would think that they shouldn't pay b'muad where the tashlum is min ha'aliyah. And we said that when we talk about a muad, the tashlum is on the kafir. So just like Yisraimim aren't b'nei kapara, they're ketanim, so also not b'nei tashlumin. Because they don't have a choyva shmira. And that's why the Gemara was mechadesh. No, but nevertheless, they do pay men aliyah. See, right in a chinami, they're not b'nei kapara, but they are b'nei tashlumin. And since they're b'nei tashlumin, payment is made men aliyah. Okay, this was gevaldik, and there's still a lot more to say. So Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we'll be able to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.